B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Leroy is devastated. He's torn. He's torn because on one hand, by the way, it's the Get Up Crew. It's Hot 96.9. Number one for throwbacks and the best new hip-hop and R&B. Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and our sports guy, Leroy. Like I said, he's torn because Rihanna's his, not just his crush. He feels like he's meant to be with her. He does.
Well, we all have our dreams.
Right.
Yeah. Fantasies, I like to say. But anyway.
Remember when we went to, was it opening day? When we went to Dylan's?
Oh, yeah.
So when we left, poor houses literally right up the street. Do you know when I left, I walked to the poor house and I put my hand on the door?
This is a story of the poorhouse. Rihanna went there one time and ate. Leroy went there a couple times and ate. They were never there at the same time, no. But in Leroy's head, because she went somewhere to eat where he has been, that's a sign that they're meant to be together.
Good vibes. One day.
But now he's torn because even though the chances of her and A$AP Rocky breaking up are, there might not be 90%, but there's a little bit of a chance there, considering all the stuff he's going through. She's pregnant, she's emotional, and, you know, it might not last. And Leroy's like, my door's opening. But should I kick it in?
Yeah.
Why are you wondering whether or not you should go for it?
It actually happened yesterday.
Let's pretend you have a chance.
It happened yesterday while Melissa was doing the juice. And the story yesterday, Melissa, was about...
The story was after A$AP Rocky's arrest, Rihanna has supposedly been crying every day because she's emotional and she canceled her baby shower.
Canceled?
Because of
the baby shower.
Right. So I do a lot of talking in my head.
Yeah.
It's almost nonstop. So anyways, while Melissa's doing the story, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, like, man, that's messed up. I wish I could, you know, reach out. You know, I know this isn't going to happen in real life. But then I started thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. It's not just me, but there's a lot of guys who were low-key excited when they thought things were falling apart between Rihanna and A$AP. But yo, she's pregnant. And so I had to ask myself, I said, whoa, wait a minute. Leroy, are you telling yourself that you would be down for dating someone who's pregnant? And that's where the dilemma came in. I was like, oh my God. Maybe I am. Maybe it's just because it's Rihanna. I don't know. But I never thought I would be that type. Like, I wouldn't date. If you had asked me before, I'd be like, no, I'm not dating someone who's pregnant. No. But it actually was something that I considered. And it just made me, I was just thinking about it a lot. And I know there are people out there who have done it, who have dated someone who's pregnant or a guy who's expecting a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How in the world do you do it? How do you do it?
I don't know if I could do that. That's tough.
I can tell you.
It's tough.
I can tell you. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No way. That's just too many. I'd be like, listen, this is one of those moments where I'd be like, if it's meant to be, we'll wait a little bit until baby's born, couple months out of that, and then we'll revisit because now that's a lot of stuff that you have to deal with.
Even if, I would go a little bit further and say, like, if I know that a guy is a very young child, like a few months old, I probably wouldn't do anything. Because that's just, I don't know, that's tough. I mean, that's time that, you know, it's a huge, even if you don't have a relationship with that person anymore, there's a lot of time that should be spent.
The only way you're not going to have a relationship together with someone when you have a really, really, really young baby is if the other person's dead. Because otherwise, you're going to be whether
that's
you like it or not.
Right.
You have to, unless you're going to be a deadbeat. In which case, now do you want to date a deadbeat?
Exactly. You know absolutely what I'm saying? Not. So, no.
You don't think there's circumstances where someone gets pregnant, someone's expecting a baby, and things genuinely fall apart in the beginning of the of that, you know?
Oh yeah, I definitely think that it happens with people. I mean, I don't think that it's very extremely common, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's even situations where people have a one-night stand and the person gets pregnant, and then even that, they never even had a relationship, but still, it's like I don't know. It would be tough to really be with someone who is about to experience that and spend that much time with someone with a child.
Nah, man. Like, getting to know just someone, just you and someone in the beginning is enough of a...
It's a lot.
It's a lot, yes. So now you throw in, you know...
Throw that in.
The fact that they're pregnant or expecting a baby if it's a guy or the baby's just born. That's a whole... That's different than starting a new job.
Right.
That's different than, I just moved or something like that. It's just different. It's just you got to give that. It sucks, but you can't. I know a girl who was dating a dude and he was expecting a baby. And I said, yo, I was telling her. I was like, it's not going to work out. No, it's. And she's giving me all these reasons why it will work out. And I said, it's not going to work out. Why? Because he's having a baby. He hasn't even had the baby yet because he's having a baby. What are you trying to say? He's going to get back with the mother? No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying that
gonna
he's gonna have a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, I'm just saying that if you are enjoying your time with him now, once that baby comes, it's going to change. It's not going to last. She didn't even make it till the baby came.
Oh man,
she didn't make it till the baby came. Yeah, yeah.
Well, again, I was just curious. I was wondering if there's anybody out there who's gone through this, experienced it. What do you recommend it? What is your advice?
Leroy only wants good news, but I don't care if good news.
Right.
Yes, no, definitely not. Definitely yes. Whatever your recommendation is, if you experience that, 833-973-0969. I just love how he still thinks he has a chance with Rihanna. Let's bring it down a little bit, Leroy.
Is this Riri?
This is just
No, this is Santana and Wyclef.
I'm about to say it. That's another song.
Oh, my God.
All right, Leroy, you ready?
Sure. Well,
Leroy was wondering whether or not he should date someone who's pregnant because Rihanna.
You're so extra.
It was the entire conversation.
Yes, but it was just a thought. Let's be clear. I know I have absolutely no chance with Rihanna. It was just a thought.
Yeah, just in case it came up with someone who's not Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Okay. Ashley.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Go ahead, Ashley. What happened with you?
So in 05, I got together with a guy. I was like 4 months pregnant with my oldest. He's 16 now. And we actually lasted a long time until my son was about 10 months old. And then he cheated on me. And when I confronted him about it, actually, he like brought up all those concerns. He was like, you know, when we got together, he was like, oh yeah, you know, we'll start a family, blah, blah, blah. But then when he cheated on me, he was like, the baby came so fast and it was just too much. It was more than I expected. And but we were both so young. I was 20. He was 22.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't think that's an excuse. He probably, again, it's different hearing stuff and then when you're experiencing it. He's probably like, when the baby comes, we'll do stuff as a family.
I think most people think they can handle it, but then when you get in the situation, it's completely different.
Yeah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
What happened with you?
Oh, right. So basically, I was pregnant. I was 2 months pregnant with my youngest, who's a year now. And then I caught my daughter's father cheating on me, which is fine. It's okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
You're right. It's not. But you know what? It all worked out because I have my two beautiful, healthy girls who are well taken care of. And he's happily married and I believe expecting as well. So it didn't really work out, but it did.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out how that relates to what we're talking about.
Did you date while the question? You were...
I know. I'm like, wait.
Were you dating somebody?
Yes, no. So we were together for 6 years. I had my oldest daughter with him. She's 4. And then I got pregnant and right around the same time, like that's when I found out he was cheating on me with his now wife. So 2 months in of me being pregnant, I caught them and I was like, oh God, okay, I got to get out of here. Like, this is done. But, I'm over it.
But you were dating the father of the baby, correct?
I was. And then after all of that happened, I actually started dating someone else while I was pregnant.
There we go.
We're trying to bring the fish on the boat.
Can I ask a question? Because this is like what is baffling to me. Dating, period.
Yes.
It sucks.
Like, it's the worst.
It's sucks.
It's dating pregnant has to be a whole other level.
It is. I had to kind of explain that whole situation. I'm a very truthful person, and he was very understanding about it. We're not dating now, but, you know, it was fun. I'll still talk to him, but it's fun while it lasted, you know, and he was understanding about that. I appreciated it.
What was your explanation? Wait, like, first of all, how did you meet him real quick? And then what did you say to him? Like, yeah, I'm about 7 or 8 months pregnant, but don't worry. He's not in the picture anymore.
So I hit him up after everything had happened. I was like, yeah, we should get together. We did. We had a fun time. And then I wasn't expecting to see him again after that. So then the second time I saw him again after that, I was like, yeah, so I just found out I was pregnant.
Wow. The guy started panicking.
This happened. He's like, oh, thank you for being so honest.
But see, she's talking about what she's like. The whole dating process of, like, what do you tell the person? I'm thinking, like, being pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Feeling like the all logistics. Kinds. Yes.
Hormonal. Tired, sweaty.
I can't handle dating now. Right. I can't imagine having a human being inside me.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.